Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Mark Puente of the Baltimore Sun. Mark, the mayor of the city and the police commissioner have issued a report responding to your long and, to say the least, interesting series on police brutality. Tell us what was in that report.
They issued a 41-page report, what they're calling the report card, to transform the agency. A lot of it was already recommendations they've started implementing months ago. They want to increase community partnerships. They're going to start a citizens' police academy. They're going to increase staffing in internal affairs to root out misconduct. They talked about the community meetings they've attended and what their responses were from. To summarize it, a lot of it was already out there, but it reiterated their stance. They're committed to rooting out bad officers within the department.
You had had some interviews with the police commissioner and the mayor back in June when you were working, and you were pretty sure where you were headed, and you kind of alerted them then to what you were going to be reporting in the Sun.
Well, I requested interviews way back in June. City staffers and top police officials knew where the Sun was headed with this story. We gave them some of the details and said, hey, we don't want any surprises, so here's what we have. And that started the ball.
The federal government wants to get involved in investigating this as well. Do you have any idea who initiated that?
That was initiated by Commissioner Batts with the mayor's blessing. They announced that Friday. They'll come in and look at all their practices and policies. These typically take 18 to 20 months, if not longer, and then they'll offer a lengthy report on what they found.
And in the meantime, will the city be and the commissioner, will they be proceeding along the lines of their own reforms?
That's what they stressed Tuesday, that the reform hasn't stopped. It's just another step in it. They've already implemented their strategic plan with their host of reforms that are already underway.
Remind us of the most recent long report that you prepared that went into some of the reporting failures.
That story highlighted officers who had multiple lawsuits and multiple payouts during their career and how the city didn't track these. The city wasn't aware that officers were fighting multiple lawsuits at the same time until we pointed it out to them. And it showed that the city legal department wasn't tracking it because of the way it's handled by outside firms.
And the police union has gotten involved in it as well. They don't like the idea of a federal investigation.
They don't. They think it creates too much paperwork. They think officers will be fearful of doing their job and tired of being second-guessed. An incoming vice president of the union has encouraged younger officers to leave the department and find something else. But top union leaders dissuade that and said, no, they're committed to transforming the agency.
Was this a rogue union official doing this?
He's an incoming vice president. He's been in the force 33 years. I'm assuming he can say what he wants, but the current president and vice president didn't like that he did that and said, no, they're not supporting that.
Do you have any idea what the mayor and the commissioner might want to be doing right now to sort of create as much stability as they can, given all the uproar that's going on?
Well, I can't speak for them, but the report they released Tuesday shows that they're committed to it, and they say they're on top of it.
Is there more to come?
Naturally, there's more work to be done.
Always more work to be done. Well, Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Mark Puente, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.